We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
NFL and college football analyst and co-host of some sports talk in New Orleans at WWLAM-FM, Mike Dettillier, joining us here on The Morning Shift. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Mike, thanks for stepping into enemy territory of sorts up here, man.
No problem. I'm sort of used to it.
Hey, Mike, the conversation we've kind of been having the last couple of days, what are we, 8 days away from the NFL draft. You got the quarterbacks kind of log jammed at the front, and then it seems like there's a run on receivers and all the mock drafts. Question I have for you off the top, if it's not a quarterback and not a wide receiver, who, in your opinion, is the best player in this draft that's not at those two positions?
And if you take away the quarterback and wide receiver, then it would be an offensive lineman. For me, it would be Joe Alt, the offensive left tackle from Notre Dame. He's not the most physical left tackle, but, man, he is a giant of a man, really good leverage skills, knows how to bend his knees really well and sort of moves you around and doesn't give up much in the pass. If you're trying to get a pass rush on him, good luck, because he sort of blocks out the sun. But his steering skills, his ability to steer that guy away from the quarterback, he does a great job. And, like, in my top 40, there are 26 offensive players out of my top 40.
Wow.
So every year it's a little bit differently, but yeah, I've been doing this. It's almost 40 years. It really is tipped on the scales on the offensive side, and a lot of that happened to be it's a outstanding year for offensive tackles. And the glamour position now in college football, high school football, is wide out, and so you're going to have a lot of wide receivers. In every draft class, this one's really good also.
Mike, are any of these edge rushers worth taking in the top 10 or top 12 picks? I mean, they're Latu, Turner, and Verse, and I know that they're all kind of different. They all kind of do different things, but are any of these guys worth a top 10 pick?
Well, I have one in my top 10, and that's Dallas Turner from Alabama. I think his skill set and ability to get off of a block, to use his arms and hands really well, I think is unique, that he's got some pass rush skills that are really good. Pete Jenkins and I, we've known each other for a long time. Pete has worked at the University of Alabama and helped Coach Saban with his defensive line, and he just raved about Dallas to me and his technical skills and his closing speed to the quarterback. And the fact, too, that and this is nothing against, because they weren't asked to do it, but like Jared Verse and Leatu, they weren't asked to drop back in the coverage part of the game. Dallas was. And so here you have a really unique athlete who can get after the quarterback, who's technically sound, and he got a fire in him. He's pedaled to the metal. And you ask quarterbacks in the SEC about him, and they all kind of point, man, that guy, he got some meanness about him. I'd much rather have it than not have it in a player.
Hey, Mike, let me follow up that for just a second, because one of the conversations we've been having is I think Dallas Turner pretty much universally is known as the best defender in the draft, but is he the best edge rusher in the draft? I think, to your point, he can drop back into coverage, he can cover the flat, he kind of does a number of different things, he's the best defender, but is he the best edge rusher in the draft, I think is my question.
Leatu is the best technician. He's the best get-off-the-snap guy. My problem with him at times, he gets washed out when plays are run right at him. And secondly, man, the medicals with him. And that is always stuck in the back of my mind, that guys that have had that serious medical issue have a tendency to fall a little bit on draft day. because, okay, you can say it's all good. You know, the doctor says it's good, but you always have that in the back of your mind. And I've had a few like that in my time that they sort of take a little bit of a tumble, not a big one, but a little bit of one. And I think that's probably what's going to keep Latu out around the top 10 in round one.
Mike Dettillier joining us here on the Morning Shift on the WadeFord.com hotline in New Orleans. And, of course, he's with Sports Talk WWLAM-FM. hey, Mike. So, well, you mentioned having Dallas Turner. He's your one guy, your one defensive guy in that top 10 there. Might he be falling to the Falcons, do you think?
I think Dallas Turner falls. I think he's the only defensive player that goes in the top 10. I think everything else is going to be quarterback, wide receiver, offensive tackle. With one exception, and the wild card in all this, Brock Bowers, who could go 10 to the Jets. I think everything else is sort of eaten up by those three other positions. And so I think Turner is the one guy that could potentially be a top 10 pick. You know, for a lot of people in the league, and they brought this up and then talking to different scouts about it, if you're the Falcons, would you seriously think about if a team gets itchy for a certain player to maybe peel back five or six spots and maybe accumulate another early round pick or two and get the same guy at 13 as you would at 9?
Mike, obviously we're hyper-focused on what's going on with the Falcons and the draft and what they might do at 8, but obviously out of the corner of our eye, we're always keeping an eye on the Saints down there in New Orleans. What's going on with them, man? What are their targets? What are their needs as far as the draft goes sitting there at 14?
How long you got for his needs?
oh, I love hearing that, Mike. Wow. I love hearing that.
We got all day for that, Mike.
Man, we got a while with that, but you know, right now, if I asked you, who are their starting offensive and left and right tackles?
It's,
no one could tell you.
Yeah.
Ryan Ramczyk is questionable if he'll ever play again. The knee injury is that severe with him. You didn't re-sign Andres Pete, who is still unsigned. So, I mean, now Trevor Penning, who they used the first-round pick on, he's been a major disappointment. And they were having people, they were picking off the street that were beating him out. So it's got to be offensive line for the Saints. That's a major point of contention here. And I think defensive tackle, wide receiver would probably be the other major needs. But this is a football club with a lot of holes in it, really a lot. And so offensive line to me is a major concern because it's not like you got an elite quarterback. And you got to – they haven't had a running game in a couple years. And I understand why Sean Payton left.
Hey, Mike, real quick with these defensive backs. You got a couple of guys that have gotten some first-round grades, Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, and then Kool-Aid McKinstry is kind of somewhere around there. Who's your favorite of these defensive backs, these cornerbacks that are available on the draft starting on Thursday?
Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. His foot speed, his ability to mirror a wide out downfield, does a great job. He finds the football quickly in flight, and I think it's clear cut. He's the top corner in this draft class. I think Terrion Arnold would be the number two guy. I like his techniques. He's physical and run support. He's a good open field tackler, and man, his ability to plant drive real hard to the football is there. But Mitchell is the guy for me. I think he's not going to take long to figure out this league. He's got it. He's sharp as a cover cornerback. So he would be somebody I would have a lot of interest in the teens if you're picking 12, 13, 14. And that's also an area of need for the Falcons too, where if it was something out of the alignment of picking an edge rusher, Quinyon Mitchell is a heck of a pickup.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mike, real quick, we've got about 30 seconds. Jaden Daniels, we've kind of had fun with the Brian Kelly soundbite of him saying, you know, for Washington. You know, he sounds very certain. Is it a slam dunk, though? Jaden Daniels headed to Washington. I know they're going to be visiting here later today.
Yeah, I think it is. Brian modeled up, let the cat out of the bag. But I always thought he kind of fits what Cliff Kingsbury has had in the past at quarterback. Yeah. And it's his running skills, his ability to improv. He's gotten so much better on the deeper throws. I've always felt that most of the time quarterbacks aren't really good coming out of college because they don't like the layup throws, short throws, intermediates. It's just the opposite for Jaden. He was good with that. Where he wasn't good with what was the deeper throws. This year, he really worked at it. And he was a great deep ball thrower. So I think he ends up, too, going to the Commanders, and I just hope he learns how to slide.
Wow. Oh, we appreciate the insight.
Tell Bobby we said, hey, Mike.
I sure will. We have some fun in the evenings, him and I, so we have a good time on the air.
Oh, you do. Yeah. We appreciate the insight, Mike. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.